Hi, friends. My name is Natalie. I grew up in B4, and I'm currently studying neuroscience at Johns Hopkins. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. In the chaos of daily life, God is a shelter for us. Close your eyes and spend a moment visualizing the chaos of our world. Words, noises, and information swirl around us, distracting us at every turn, trying to steal our attention. As the music plays, imagine entering the shelter of God's presence in the midst of that chaos. Rest in His presence as you prepare to hear from Him. Hey.
Lord, we worship You. My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee, all the follies of sin, I resign. My grace.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 46. We'll be reading from the NIV. As I read, pay attention to any words or phrases that are particularly meaningful to you today. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let's take a few moments and reflect. What images of God from this passage are most encouraging or challenging to you? If there were any words or phrases that stood out to you, what might God be trying to say to you through these words today? The psalm raises a question of scale. What can mere individuals do in the face of wars, the uproar of nations, and the fall of kingdoms? Today, on the day that I'm recording, the topics trending on Twitter are the new season of Real Housewives, Taliban rule in Kabul, and something about an NBA star. But on the day you hear this, social media trends will have changed dramatically. If we anchor our lives and experiences to the things that the world is tweeting about from this day to the next, we will not find the peace that God has intended for us. This doesn't mean we look away from what's happening in the world, but it does mean that we don't look to ourselves for hope. We remember to be still and to look toward God. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. Today's psalm is a great reminder that God is in control. Let's spend a few moments thanking Him that we're safely in His hands, no matter what is going on in the world around us. How is God your refuge and strength in this season of your life? What fears are you carrying that you may need to hand over to Him? Spend a few moments surrendering your worries and fears to the Lord and resting in His presence. Today, let's pray for our church, that we might be a people and a place where God is exalted. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. If you know someone who'd be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you're subscribed to the B4 Church podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. We hope to see you next Thursday for our weekly liturgy.